This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
This is episode 114, Morning Gratitude on a Fried Friday. This one is for all the doubting Thomas out there. You are listening to the Modern Spiritual Podcast live.
To join the Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone. like many are doing now? Just send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
Now listen closely to what he, Jesus, declares to the people. I am the light of the world, and the truth shall make you free.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true.
Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me.
Where is thy Father?
Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Who art thou?
Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, do always those things that please him. And if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?
I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Why can ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead?
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
And hast thou seen Abraham?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Now listen close to this. Here's when Christ's authority is questioned.
By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority?
I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men?
If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. We cannot tell.
Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father?
The first.
Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. But John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him.
Here's when he has risen, John the Beloved's witness of the resurrection. Let's now listen in.
About the year AD 30, outside the walls of Jerusalem, an extraordinary man named Jesus of Nazareth was cruelly executed, along with two thieves. It was an event that would change the world, and very few understood.
Thou be thee, Christ. Save thyself and us. Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we, indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss.
My name is John, and indeed, it could be well said of this man Jesus. He did nothing amiss. I was with him for the last years of his life. I watched him give sight to the blind, heal the sick and the lame. I was a witness as he raised the dead back to life.
Talitha Kumar, arise.
And yet, he was rejected by those who should have rejoiced at his coming.
What think ye?
He is guilty of death.
Death!
As I and my fellow disciples followed him through the cities and hills of Judea, we came to know for ourselves a miraculous truth that the Apostle Peter expressed for us all.
Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
The Christ, the Anointed One, had the power and authority to forgive mankind of their sins.
Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise.
In our possession, we had the writings of ancient prophets who prophesied about this Messiah, the Son of God, but we did not fully comprehend. For the last week of his life, I was an eyewitness. As the prophet Zechariah foretold centuries before, many welcomed his return to Jerusalem as the Messiah, their king. As we dined with him on his last night, he tried to warn and prepare us for his impending death.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends.
Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine till the kingdom of God shall come.
As we left this upper room, Jesus was greatly troubled, yet he spoke to us words of comfort.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Still, we did not understand what lay ahead.
Oh, ye shall be offended because of me this night. What is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Peter, James, and I followed him further into the garden.
My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here. Watch with me. Abba. Father. All things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Indeed, our spirits were willing, but our flesh was weak, for we were heavy with sleep.
Sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour?
We did not comprehend that the Son of God, whom we saw had power to forgive sins, was now offering himself as payment for the misdeeds of all mankind. Unaware, we slept on. He was in great agony. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Seek ye
Jesus of Nazareth.
One of our own betrayed our Lord to the rulers of the Jews.
Master, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. I have examined him before you, and find no fault with this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. I have sent him to Herod. He has found that nothing worthy of death has been done. I will therefore chastise him and release him. Custom at this time of year, one prisoner shall be released.
Barabbas. Free Barabbas.
What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Christ?
Crucify him.
Innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.
Even in his intense suffering, as he paid the final price for us all, his thoughts were on others. His final request of me was to care for his beloved mother.
Behold thy mother.
Into thy hands I commit my spirit. is finished.
The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. This is the promise that he hath promised us. Even eternal life.
Mary.
Avonai.
For we beheld his glory. Because of him, we all shall live again. For he is risen.
Now here's when, blessed are they, have not seen, and yet have believed. Now let's listen in to Doubting Thomas.
We have seen the Lord. I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe.
Peace be unto you.
Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing.
My Lord and my God.
Thomas. Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
To join the Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone. Just send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
fun and easy to join the Modern Spiritual podcast mailing list directly from your phone, like many are doing now. Just send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.